just like, sometimes it's just overwhelming. God's love is awesome to us. Praise the Lord. Why don't you stand this morning? We're going to share some words, some Christmas word. You know, every day is a Christmas day for the believer, right? Right? I know those of you that ate too much this morning. I can tell right now. Amen. Every day is a Christmas day for the believer, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to talk about the true meaning of Christmas this morning. I could have chosen a lot of traditional Christmas scriptures out of Luke or out of Matthew and even Isaiah chapter 9, all wonderful, powerful scriptures. But I want to go to 1 John. 1 John, not usually a traditional scripture for Christmas, but I want to share this with you. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. We're going to look at the New American Standard here. Look at what he says here. John is speaking, you know, to the believers here. He says, the one who practices sin is of the devil. Turn to somebody and say, that used to be me. Uh-huh. Come on. No, it used to be, right? For the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. That he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. What a powerful scripture. The Son of God appeared for this purpose that he might destroy the works of the devil. We like to say this every time we get into the Word, so hold up your Bible and say it with Pastor this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's Word, and I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five and say, Feliz Navidad. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Man, I'm excited about this coming year. We have got some great things, and we'll be sharing it with you, and you're going to be blessed by it. Amen? So in the world today and throughout this week, there's a lot of different messages and meanings to Christmas out there. And, you know, many have taken Christ out of Christmas, and now they call it just a holiday season. It's a holiday season. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I still believe, man, that Christ is Christmas. Amen. I'm not going to take Christ out of Christmas. He is Christmas. Without Christ, there is no Christmas, right? But the world has so many slants on it, and other people have substituted, Christ for a jolly old man in a red suit and a beard. He hangs out with elves, right? And reindeer. Turn to somebody and say, weird, dude. Oh, man. You know, there's a song that says, he knows when you are sleeping. That's kind of creepy, right? He knows when you're awake. Look out, man. So they've taken this Santa Claus, and, I enjoy Santa Claus. I have a friend of mine that he plays Santa Claus, and everywhere he goes, and he has such a good time with it, and so I enjoy Santa Claus, and I know we've kind of got a mixed group, got some young people in here this morning, so I don't want to burst your bubble too bad, but Mom and Dad, I want to tell you, we always told the truth to our girls about Santa Claus. We told them that, you know, hey, we have fun with him, and this who Santa Claus is, this who he really is, and this who God is, and this is who Jesus is. Now, this guy is not really real, but this man named Jesus, he is real. Amen? And we celebrated around Jesus, and I remember one day the girls were small, and they're in the back of the car. Somehow the discussion of Santa Claus got up, and they started chatting with each other, and Holly's up front, and we're driving down the road, and so I don't know what happened, but Holly turned around and Elise was asking questions. And she said, now, Elise, you know who Santa Claus is. Santa Claus is your daddy. You know, I'm just driving down the road and all of a sudden, you know, Elise turns to Kay and says, hey, Kay, daddy thinks he's Santa Claus. I'm like, hey, all right, amen. But we always grew up, and we believe in telling the truth. You know, I believe in speaking truth to your children. You can still have fun. You can still have a good time. But you know what? We want to speak truth to our kids. I'm going to speak truth to my grandkids. I'm going to have fun with them. You know, we may go and see Santa and have fun, but I'm going to tell them the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Amen. He is the one. Amen. He is the one. And the Bible says when you know the truth, it's the truth that you know that sets you free. And I want my kids to live a free, grace-filled life in Jesus Christ. Amen? So Jesus came, and the Bible says he appeared for this reason, to destroy the works of the devil. And he mentions the very first work of the enemy, and that is sin. Jesus came to destroy sin. Jesus was born as Savior of the world. Amen? His name, Jesus, means Savior, one who saves. He has come to save his people. Jesus came to eradicate and forgive us of sin and make us righteous. He was right in making us righteous by the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. He came to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I love this. Amen. John writing actually to the believers in this first chapter, to the non-believers in this first chapter, and this is what he's saying to the non-believers. He said to them, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. You know something? All of us have blown it. The whole world has blown it in God's light and his commandments. The Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Amen? We've all sinned. The word sin in the Greek is the word harmatia. It means as an archer would be aiming his arrow and not hitting the center target, he would miss the center target. And so we've all missed that center target. In fact, some of us has missed the whole target. Come on, somebody. Amen? I mean, our aim was real bad. Our sin may seem real bad, but I've got good news for you. Jesus has come to redeem us from sin, hallelujah, and to bring us back into our right standing with God. In fact, when he forgave your sin, he didn't just forgive yesterday's sin. He forgave yesterday, today, and forever. It is gone. It is wiped away. It is no more remembered in Jesus Christ. He said, if we say we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Remember, he's speaking to the non-believers here, right? And then listen to what he says here, next verse. If we confess our sins, if we say, hey, I've blown it, I've made a mistake. God, I did not live up to what you told me to live up to. But Jesus, I couldn't, so you did. And because you did, I receive you now into my life. And that's what's happened to some of you this morning. You can't, but he did. You'll never be able to be, but he will. Amen? And he has already performed. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've gone, you may have been through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 divorces. God still loves you the same. Amen. You may have been in jail, out of jail, on drugs, off drugs. God still loves you the same. Can I tell you, God has deliverance for you this morning? He sent a deliverer, and his name is Jesus. There's no drug that's too hard for God. There's no addiction that's too hard for God. He can break every addiction in your life and give you freedom by his grace. Grace is amazing, amen? And when you receive his grace, grace changes your life forever. I'm trying to get ahead of myself here. Romans 3:26, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us have fallen. Every one of us have come short. But look at this great scripture. I love this. Romans 6:23, amen. For the wages of sin is death. Spiritual, physical many times, it's death. The wages of sin is death. But I'm glad it didn't end there. But the gift, the free gift, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to try to sweat for it. You don't have to try to earn it. You don't have to do so many Hail Marys, praise Jesus, or whatever. It's free. Amen? It's a free gift. It's a free gift. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Man, I'm telling you, I am thankful for free gifts, aren't you? When somebody gives you something and there's no strings attached, that's the best gift there is. And God says, hey, I'm giving you a free gift. He's called my son. I'm giving you this gift so you can have life. Not only do I want you to have life, I want you to have life more abundantly. Look at John 10:10. I'm getting way ahead of myself this morning, but I'm just going by the directing of the Lord, so we're going to put this up. It is over there, Aaron. I told you I'd get ahead of myself this morning or not follow all my notes like usual. But I want you to see this scripture. It's such a powerful scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That is the goal and the ploy of the enemy. God is only capable of good. No matter what your religion has told you, no matter what somebody has said to you, I want to declare to you that God is only good. God is only capable of good. The Bible says he is the one that brings perfectness and goodness down to us all the time. The Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. Amen? Wow. He said the thief is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy from you. God is not out to kill, steal, and destroy. He's out to give you life. Not only does he want you to have life, he wants you to have life more abundantly. That word abundant means to the full, till it overflows. Man, there is nothing like having life in Jesus Christ. And when you come to him and you begin to experience that life to the fullness and when it's overflowing in your life, I mean, things just begin to happen and favor starts showing up in your life. And man, it is awesome. Amen? Wow, abundant life. Acts 16:31. Look at this. Wow. You say, well, Pastor, you know why? My sin's too big, and I don't think God can forgive me. I just, I've done so many wrong. I'm going to tell you, God loves you, and it's already done. It's already a finished thing. Amen? That's what's so good about it. And listen to what he said. He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be not only you, but what else? Your household. Listen, when God saved you, he saved not only you, he saved you to reap an inheritance in your household. My kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids to come, my great-great-grandkids to come, my great-great-great-grandkids to come. Amen. Man, thank you, Lord. I'm going to believe I'm going to receive and see them. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God has household salvation for us. Some of you just need to start believing that. Amen. Your kids may be out somewhere. They may be acting wild. But you know what? God loves them and God knows exactly where they are. And because that seed is in you, I believe that seed is going to be in them as well. Amen. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The word saved there is delivered. So, God life. Amen. Going on within our hearts and life. No matter how big your sin is, God's already forgiven you. No matter where you've gone, God's already been there, amen? And he loves you right where you are. Just receive him today. Romans 5:20, look at this, amen? The law came in so that transgression would increase. That's why I don't believe in the preaching of the law in this place. I believe in the preaching of grace. Wherever the preaching of the law is, sin increases. Sin abounds. Wherever the preaching of grace is, God's love abounds. God's love always triumphs over sin. Amen? The law came in so that transgression would increase. But where sin increased, guess what happened? Grace did much more abound. Grace always abounds over your sin. So no matter what you think that you're guilty of, grace has abounded over that to you and already forgiven you. Oh, come on, somebody. That is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Not only that, but when you receive him, God has you reigning in life. Romans 5:17. Just back up a little bit. For by the transgression of one, death reigned through the one, through Adam. Much more. Everybody say much more. How many know we serve a much more God? Amen. He's not a stingy God. He is a much more God. For by one, the transgression, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace. The abundant, there it is again, superabounding of grace. And the gift of righteousness. When God comes into your life, he makes your spirit right. Your spirit is pure as the very driven snow, amen? White as snow, the Bible says. Our sins are forgiven and they're as white as snow, amen? And the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. God desires that you reign in this life, amen? He's got reigning for you to do. Not draining, reigning, amen? God desires you to reign in life. He came that we might reign in life. Not only did he come and destroy sickness, but he came also, or sin, but he came also to destroy sickness, right? God desires you walk in health. No sickness, no flu. Turn to somebody and say, no flu here. I'm not going to receive it, amen? Amen? Acts 10:38. Look at what Jesus did. Acts 10:38. Amen. You know of Jesus of Christ of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about putting sickness on people. Went about destroying their lives. No. Went about doing what? Doing good and healing some, a few. No, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus went about healing all. Amen? Healing is provided for all. Just like salvation is provided, sin is forgiven, healing is provided. God desires you walking in divine health. Oh, thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. No sickness here. No dis-ease here, amen? Look at Isaiah 53, verse 5. Isaiah 53, a prophecy of the Lord, amen? Isaiah about the Lord. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, our sin. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging, we are healed. Amen. That is physical healing. God has physical healing for you today. Cancer is not above the name of Jesus. Diabetes is not above the name of Jesus. Amen? Arthritis is not above the name of Jesus. God has healing for you today. And because Jesus came to this earth, healing was provided. Look at 1 Peter 1:25. By his stripes we are healed. But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this word was preached to you. That word was preached to you. Back up to 24, if you would. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:25. Let's go there. Is that what I want? There, 24. Hang on a second. I'm going to find it here. I got it. Amen. There you go. And he himself bore our sins in his body at the cross so that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. Isaiah said, we are. Peter looked back at the cross and said, we were. If we were, you are. And it's just as receiving our salvation. When salvation comes into your life, you get the whole package deal. Amen? Not only do you get your sins forgiven, but also you get healing for your body. Not only do you receive healing for your body, but you receive healing for your mind as well. God heals mental illness. Amen. He is the healer. You don't have to be confused this morning. You don't have to be in torment this morning. You don't have to have anxiety this morning. Why? Because Jesus paid the price for your healing. When they placed that crown of thorns upon his head, that blood that flowed from his head was for our mental healing. God has healing for your mind this morning. God has healing for your emotions. Turn to somebody and say, you don't have to be an emotional wreck this morning. No, God's got healing for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Not only did Jesus come to forgive our sins, to heal us and cleanse us physically, spiritually, and mentally, but listen to me. Jesus came to prosper you. Wow. Turn to someone else and say, I never have to be broke another day in my life. Somebody said, you know, I've been poor and I've had plenty. Plenty is better. Can anybody relate? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Look over at Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus picked up the word and he began to preach the word, and he preached out of this passage. He said this. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the very," who? "To the poor." The gospel, the word gospel means good news. The good news is that if you're poor, you don't have to be poor any longer. That is the good news. God has got a financial plan for your life. Amen? And God doesn't mind you having things as long as things don't have you. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recover sight to the blind, and set free those who are oppressed. God doesn't mind you having money. Money is not evil. Oh, but Pastor, you know the Bible says money is evil. No, money is not evil. The love of money is evil, but money is not evil. We saw that Jesus, they brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Money is not evil. God doesn't mind you having money. In this earth and while you're here, you need money. And God provides through the gospel that we may have provision, amen, in sowing and reaping through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy. Can anybody just shout for joy this morning? And rejoice who favor my vindication, and let them continually say, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his saints. Wow. God wants you to have not only enough, but more than enough that we can give to the church, that we can give to missions, that we can sow around the world. God wants you to be extremely blessed. Wow. Amen. Extravagantly blessed. God wants you to be so blessed that you provoke the Jewish nation to jealousy when they look at you. They look at you as a believer and say, what is going on with their life? Hey, hang on a second. I'm the children of Abraham here. What's going on with them? I'm the one supposed to have all this blessing and money. Have you ever noticed that the Jewish nation and Jewish people seem to have a money attracts them? Have you ever noticed that? Anybody ever noticed that? There is a reason for that, because God's favor on their life and God's goodness is still towards Israel. God still loves Israel, folks. Amen. Amen. And as believers, as the family of God, we are to be provoking them to jealousy, because we have something that God meant for them to have as well, and came for them and came through them. His name is Jesus. But we've been grafted in, the Bible says, and because we've been grafted in, now we receive all the blessings that Abraham received. And let me tell you, Abraham was not only spiritually rich, but he was rich in silver and gold and livestock. Turn to somebody and say, you know what, you're sitting next to a rich person right now. Say, Warren Buffett has nothing on me. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You know what? We've got to start changing our mentality in the body of Christ when it comes to money. It's okay for us to be millionaires. Oh, hallelujah. I'm praying for about 50 of you to become millionaires in this church. At least 50 of you. Amen. With a good heart. Keep your heart right. Don't let that money have you. Because if God tells you at some point to give it all away, you be obedient and give it all away, because he's got better for you. That's why you're never disappointed. That's why we have no regrets in life. When you think you've missed out on something, you really haven't. God's got something better for you. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. So many people are living in regret. And when we come to this time of year, we often find regret chasing after us. But I'm telling you, God's got forgiveness. God's got goodness for you. God's got a bright future for you. The Bible says he's got good plans for you. Hallelujah. Don't be dismayed. Amen. Don't let that spirit come in upon you. Rebuke that spirit and say, no, God, you've got nothing but good for me. And that's what I'm receiving in my life. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We get around this season, it's amazing how we get in that doldrum at times, you know, just, we start allowing all these emotions to start affecting us. No, you affect your emotions. You speak to them, don't let them speak to you. You take charge over those things and say, no, you know what, I may not have a loved one here this year or may miss somebody this year or this or that's going on or whatever, but you know what, in Jesus, I am full of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. I got the best there is. His name is Jesus Christ, and I've got a good mind today. I've got a healthy body, and thank you, Lord, I'm a prosperous being. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, it's amazing how many people get depressed at Christmas. It's depressed, man. You got so much going for you. Turn to somebody and say, baby, your future's so bright, you need to be wearing shades. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. Look at 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, this is his prayer, man. Beloved, I pray that in all respects. Now, here's the thing about prosperity. God's prosperity is much better than the world. Because there's a lot of people with a lot of money, and they're miserable. When God gives you prosperity, he doesn't give you misery with it. We're going to show you that in just a moment. Amen. And God doesn't want you to just be prosperous in your bank account and in your retirement plan, because there is no retirement for the Christian, by the way. Get that out of your mind. Oh, I'm going to retire somewhere on the beach. Some hallelujah. You better be doing something for Jesus as much as he's done for you. Come on. Somebody asked me the other day, said, Pastor, when are you going to retire? And I said, gosh, man, you know, I don't know. I've got about at least 40 more years. At least. That puts me about 100 and something. You know, why? Because you know, I don't believe in that. I don't believe. All that is a world's mentality. Amen. God wants you to enjoy life. You can enjoy life and have a beach ministry. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't give up your ministry, man. Amen. Maybe at the beach, but don't give it up and just lay down. I'm just going to quit, right? God has got total life prosperity in your relationships. God wants you to have good relationships, husband and wife, loving one another as Christ loved the church. Amen. Right? Good relationships. God desires that in your life. Your children growing up being blessed, there's nothing greater than have your children as you watch them grow and be blessed and marry off into good families. Amen? I am so blessed. Amen? And grandkids, oh, thank you, Jesus. God has total life prosperity. Don't get hung up just on the money thing, because money is there, it comes with it, but it's not the only thing in life. I desire you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers, because you can have all the money in the world and not have your health, and you don't have anything. And you can have your health and no money, and you don't have a whole lot. So God wants you to have everything, the whole enchilada. See. Proverbs 10:22. Let me give you a couple more verses this morning. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes... Let me tell you who the blessing of the Lord is. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. It's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. There's no sorrow in him. Amen. He is so good. Deuteronomy 8:18, one of my favorite verses. I love this. But you shall remember the Lord your God. When God has blessed you, when God has given you things, remember him. Don't be stingy. Don't hold back. Oh, you know, I don't know if I want to give. Man, you better give. How does God get it to you? He gets it to you by giving. Amen? You should remember the Lord your God, for it is he who has given you the power to make wealth. God has given you the power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he has sworn to our fathers, as is this day. When God blesses you, he blesses you for a reason. Amen? So that you can give and that you can sow. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13:21. Amen. Adversity pursues the sinner. This is a great verse. Adversity, hardness, hardships. Always broke, busted, and disgusted. Has anybody ever been there before? Amen. Seems like everything you did, it just didn't happen. It didn't work. And you were putting your money into holes, and it was just going, you just couldn't, what's going on? Amen. Adversity, it pursues sinners. But the righteous will be rewarded with what? Prosperity. God's got prosperity for you. Well, you know, Pastor, I don't feel righteous. It ain't about feeling. It's about knowing. It's about knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. And not only did Jesus come to destroy sin and to destroy sickness, but also to destroy the curse of poverty. And God's got good for you, amen? All good all the days of your life this morning, amen? Let's stand, and it's all because of Jesus. Let's give him a good hand, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just remain where you are this morning. Our team's going to come up. Amen. And we've got some candle lights and candles are going to be passing out right now. So we want you to take a candle this morning. How many love the Lord today? How many know that he loves you? Would you just raise your hand if you know that this morning? Amen. He is such a good God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands with Pastor this morning. Let's say this together. Thank you, Lord, that you came to this earth. That you gave your life that I might have life. Thank you today for my family, my friends, my church, for all your goodness. Lord, I honor you today. I bless you. I give you the glory. I give you the praise this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can just share your candles down through there. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he good this morning, church? Hallelujah.
Silent night. us a child shall be born, to us a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There shall be no end to the increase of his government and of peace. He shall rule on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time forward and forevermore.
Amen. Amen. Some praise. Amen. He's good. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for being with us today. Amen. Invite your friends out next Sunday. We look forward to having you and into the new year. God bless you. Cause his face to shine up on you. Amen. And you're going in and you're coming out. May you be extremely, extremely blessed. Turn to at least 10 people and tell them, Merry Christmas. Jesus loves you. Amen.